إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we started talking yesterday about the role of religion. Why do we need religion at all? Why do we need Islam? And I mentioned to you yesterday with regard to the reason, one reason we need Islam, one reason we need religion in our lives is to understand the actual meaning of amal, the actual meaning of good deeds. And as I said yesterday, usually we think good deed means to pray or to fast or to give some charity. But that is not the Islamic concept of good deed. Islamic concept of good deed is anything that is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything which is done with the niyyah to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are driving your car on the road with this niyyah that I must please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by my driving, this is a good deed, this goes into your account and Allah will reward you for this. If you deal with somebody in a shop, you went to buy something, but your niyyah is, I am going to buy my rice or ice cream or whatever, but my niyat is I should also please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this. So what will you do? You will speak politely, you will smile at the person, you will be nice to the person, somebody else is there, you will not push in the queue, you will give them a chance, right? Will you still get your ice cream? Of course. But at the same time, you also got all of this which you did because you did it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This goes into your account on the day of judgment. This will be in your favor. Whatever we do, absolutely, you are studying, you are going to college, you are going to school, you are going anyway, you are going to get a degree, so you will get a job and so on and so on. Alhamdulillah. But at the same time, you are saying every day when you go to the college, today I must please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do whatever it is which takes to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do not do that which does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the college, if somebody is trying to backbite someone, bad talk somebody, useless talk or wasting of time, or somebody says, come let's go have a smoke, somebody wants to smoke a cigarette or somebody wants to smoke a joint or whatnot, you say, no, sorry, sorry, all this stuff I don't do. This does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not do this. Oh, no, but it is legal, I don't care. This is one of the beauties of Islam, that in Islam, everything which is legal is also good, intrinsically, by itself. Whereas in this life, if you see in the world, everything legal is not necessarily good. Alcohol is legal. Right? Alcohol is not illegal. Is it good? I'm not asking you as a Muslim, I'm asking you as a normal human being. Find me any human being on the face of the earth with any brain who will tell you that alcohol is a good thing you must drink every day. Will anybody say that? No. People know it is wrong. People know it is harmful. People know that introducing a chemical into your body is not meant to take in a chemical. But it is legal. Why? Because of the taxes that alcohol companies pay to governments. So, because the government makes money, the government is legalizing something which is intrinsically extremely, extremely harmful. There is a worldwide organization called Alcoholics Anonymous. Go ask them. It is not a Muslim organization. Are drugs legal? Are drugs beneficial? No. But they are legal. I'm not talking about medicinal use. I mean, by medical prescription, you might need, may Allah keep us safe from everything. But maybe you have some problem where there is intense pain and therefore for this pain, you have to take morphine. So, doctor prescribes you are taking morphine. Morphine is a narcotic. But because you are doing it for medicinal purposes, I'm talking about recreational use. You want to get high, you smoke a joint. Is it legal? In Canada, it is legal. In the US, it is legal. Just like that. You can go and use of marijuana for recreational purposes is legal in America as well as in Canada. And I don't know, in Australia and so forth. But these two countries, definitely. Is fornication, Is prostitution legal? Is it good or bad? But it's legal. Scandinavian countries, it is legal. No problem. In Thailand, it's legal. Just because something is legal in the worldly sense, in the laws of this world, it doesn't make it good. The world people have legalized things which are intrinsically harmful. Take interest-based banking. Is it legal or illegal? Legal. Is it harmful or beneficial? Very harmful. Not just harmful. It is the basic, it is the fundamental reason for poverty. It is the fundamental reason for disparity of income. It's the fundamental reason for crime. It's the fundamental reason for the destruction of the economy, of people, of some people prospering at the expense of other people. How many farmer suicides have we heard about in this country? From 2014, 2015 to now, or 2013 or some figure like this, over 300,000, over 3 lakh farmers have committed suicide. Why? Because of interest. They borrow money, they can't pay the interest, so they kill themselves, so that at least for the family, this loan is nullified. The man is sacrificing his life effectively. By killing himself, he is saving his family from the burden of this loan. In many cases, that burden still does not go away because the loan shark, the sahokar or the komti or the, whoever, he will take that money from the children. But it's legal. It's not illegal. This is why you need religion. You need religion because laws which are made by the creator of the universe are not dependent on somebody's pocket money. Allah did not make a law because Allah wants to make some money out of somebody. No. Allah does not need anything from anybody. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are made for the benefit of the people, for us. And therefore, we need religion to follow these laws, because what is legal in the world is not necessarily good. But what is legal in Islam is always good. Whatever is illegal in Islam is always bad. There is no doubt about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all good things legal and He made all bad things illegal. So we need religion in our lives to give us this sense of what is good and what is bad. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned especially about the Muslims, and He said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna lil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the best of people, you have been selected for the benefit of people, and what do? You enjoin, you promote that which is good, and you prohibit that which is bad. Amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. This is the purpose of existence. And Allah said, wa tu'minuna billah, and you have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the basic purpose of the creation and the existence of the Muslim. To do good to everyone, whoever is in the world, Muslim or non-Muslim, human or non-human. And what is this good? Promote that which is good and stop that which is evil. Not promote that which is customary, or promote that which is popular, or promote that which is within quotes legal according to some man-made law. No, promote that which is intrinsically, basically good. How do you know that? Because it is accepted and it is permitted in Islam. And what do you know? How do you know if it is bad? Because of the opposite. Because it is prohibited in Islam. This is the reason why we exist. We don't exist simply to, eat and drink and die. Eating and drinking and die is why buffaloes exist. Seriously, that is what buffaloes do. No? They eat and drink and die. Make some babies and then die. If a human being also does that, then there is no difference. You are like a cow or a buffalo or a dog or something. They all do the same thing. That's not why we live. We live to do something more than that. And what is that more? That more is to create goodness all around ourselves. This is the reason why we need Islam in our lives. Inshallah, more about this tomorrow and day after, Allah Alam. Let us see how long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps this series alive as thoughts come into the mind. Because the whole issue of understanding why we need the deen, as I mentioned, inshallah al-Mustan, we need Islam in order to go into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very, very clearly, that Allah chose Islam for us. Allah chose Islam for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. Allah said, on this day, I have completed my ni'mah on you, my blessing on you, and I have completed your deen for you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have chosen Islam for you as your deen. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that on the day of judgment, nothing except Islam will be accepted from anybody. So anyone comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any other system, with any other deen, with any other religion, not acceptable. Only Islam will be accepted. And all of this is absolutely clear. Allah has mentioned this. So therefore, we need Islam for this reason, no doubt. But I am saying in this life itself, because there seems to be some confusion. People think that Islam is only for the akhirah, after I die. No. Islam is for this dunya. That is why we have this dunya, so that we live in this world in a way where the akhirat will be Jannah for us, inshallah. So how will the akhirat be Jannah? If we live in this world according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then inshallah akhirat is Jannah for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live this way and to benefit us from this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.